Sagt der Mishnah weiter, Masechtes Bava Metzia, Perek Dalet, Mishnah Ches. In the previous Mishnah we learned that there are five prutais, five halachais. You have to have a Shava Pruta. In our Mishnah, we're going to learn Chamisha Chumshinhein. There are five things that require an extra chaimish, an extra fifth on the base amount. We have to see really what a chaimish means, but first let's see our Mishnah. Chamisha Chumshinhein, there are five fifths. The first one is Ha'echel Truma, a Yisrael, he's not a Kayan, who stole Truma from a Kayan and eats it b'shagig. He didn't know it was Truma. Now he wants to pay back, so he has to pay how much it was worth, plus another chaimish. Pasuk says so beferish. Vayter zok the Mishnah, same is true for a Trumas Meiser. Trumas Meiser is the Truma that the Levi separates from the Meiser that he gets to give to the Kayan. That's called Meiser min ha-Meiser. As well as, says the Mishnah Vayter, Utrumas Meiser shall demai. This is Trumas Meiser that was separated from Peiros of demai. What is demai? Chazal were geyser that if you purchase Peiros from an Am Haaretz, that you can't eat it until you separate Meiser Rishon and Meiser Sheni. You see, Truma Gedalia, we assume that they separated and gave to the Kayan. But Meiser Rishon and Meiser Sheni, some of them didn't. Truth is, most of them do. But Chazal were chayshish for the few that don't. And therefore, what if you bought Peiros of an Am Haaretz that doesn't? So they were Mesakein that your Peiros are Asur Bachila until you separate Meiser Rishon and Meiser Sheni. Remember, Meiser Rishon goes to the Levi, and Meiser Sheni, we discussed before, you take with you to Yerushalayim, or you redeem it and take the money to Yerushalayim. Now, the Meiser Rishon is Asur Biachila as long as you didn't separate Trumas Meiser from it and give to the Kayan. So if I bought Peiros from an Am Haaretz, I separate Meiser Rishon. Just like when you give regular Meiser Rishon. Not when you buy Peiros from an Am Haaretz, you give regular Meiser Rishon to the Levi, so he said, the Levi has to take off Trumas Meiser from the Meiser Rishon. So here too, from the Meiser Rishon that was separated from Demai, you have to take off Trumas Meiser. Now, this is all Midrabanan. Min HaTorah, there's no Chiyuv to separate Trumas and Meiseris from these Peiros. Roiv Ami Oratzim do take off Meiser. But Lameisa, because it's called Trumas Meiser, we say if someone who's a Tzar, someone who's a non-Kayan eats it, he has to not only pay back the amount, but add a Chaimish. Or for that matter, says the Mishnah Vayter V'Hachala. Your mother bakes Chala, she separates part of the dough to give to a Kayan. The Torah refers to it as Truma. Reishas Arisa Seichem Chala Terimu Truma. If a non-Kayan eats a B'shagig, he has to pay the amount plus a Chaimish. Or if a Tzar eats B'kurim, V'habikurim. B'kurim, I'm sure you remember from Parshas Kisavai, is when the Baal Asada separates May Reishas Priyu Adama from the Shivas Aminim to bring them to the base of Migdash, and they do Tnufa, they wave it, and they give it to the Kayan. It's also called Truma. Torah says Truma Siyatcha. The din is Moisev Chaimish in regard to all these things that are called Truma. A non-Kayan who eats it, B'shoigeg, has to add a Chaimish to the Karen. Karen means the base price plus a Chaimish. Ah, so the Mishnah told us five things you have to add a Chaimish to. So how many did we have already? Now, before you start counting Truma, Trumas Meiser, and so on, we only had one. See, all these things are called Truma. They're just different types of Truma. So now we need another four. What are the other four? Zok the Mishnah Vayta. V'apoyde neter ravoy. Someone who redeems neter ravoy. U'maiser sheni shaloi. And is maiser sheni maisev chaimish. What's neter ravoy? It's the peiros of a tree. The tias are like young trees. Ravoy of the fourth year. The peiros of a tree that grew in the fourth year. See, the first 3 years you can't use the peiros. It's called arla. On the fourth year you can use them. But it has the same din of maiser sheni. You want to eat it, you have to take it up to your shalayim and eat it with certain halachis of kedusha, the way the din is with Meiser Sheni. You could redeem it and bring the money up to your shalayim. And then also there are certain halachis, both with Neter Ravai and Meiser Sheni, what you can buy. So suppose I say to Akai, I live too far from your shalayim to carry all these peiros. I'm going to redeem it for money. Whether it's the Neter Ravai or it's the Meiser Sheni. Remember, the first and second year in the Shemitah cycle, you give Meiser Rishon to the Levi, and there's Meiser Sheni. Third year, and the sixth year, Meiser Rishon is replaced with Meiser Ani. But years 1, 2, and years 4, 5 in the Shemitah cycle, you have to give Meiser Sheni. Either you bring the Tfua or the Peiros to your Shalayim, or redeem it and bring up the money. Zaktatana, in both cases, when you're redeeming your own Meiser Sheni or your own Neter Ravai, not only you have to redeem it for the amount that the payers are worth, but you have to add a chaimish. but it's only his own. If you're redeeming that to Revayim Ma'aser Sheni that's not yours, even if they agree, you don't have to add a chaimish. That's what the mission says, Neter Revayim Ma'aser Sheni Shaloi, that belongs to him, Moisev Chaimish. Vayitra says the Mishnah, HaPoida as Hegdeshai. If I have Hegdesh and I want to redeem it, not all Hegdesh can you redeem. We're not going to get into those halachas now, but assuming it's something you could redeem, so it's worth 100. I have to come up with money that's worth 100, plus a chaimish. Then the Kedusha goes off the item onto the money. Here too, it's dafka your own hegdish. That's why it says, as hegdeshoi, his hegdish. The fourth halach is, an ahene b'shav v'prutim in a hegdish. Person that was over and he had hana from hegdish. He took something that belonged to hegdish and he used it for his own pleasure, and it was the value of a pruta. He did so b'shaigeg, he has to pay back hegdish what he had hana and add a chaimish. Besides for a carbon that he has to bring, a carbon me'ila. So again, on a hand, if someone has a nob, b'shoigig, b'shav, a prutim, and a hegdish, of a nob that's worth a prutim from hegdish, mice of chaymish, he has to add a chaymish to the amount of what that hana is. V'ha-goyzol es chaveri shav, a prutim. And if you steal from your friend a shav, a prutim, then nishbala, and you swore falsely, it's not true, I never stole from you, and now you want to do tshuva. So besides the fact that we learned that you would have to follow him even to the other side of the world to mamish return it to him, you also have to add a chaimish. So once again, v'goizlas chaveri shav apruta v'nishbali, and you swore falsely to him that you didn't, and now you want to do tshuva, maisav chaimish, you have to add on a chaimish. So again, the Mishnah told us there are five things where you have to add a chaimish. One is different types of truma. If you eat a b'shagig and you're not a kayin, there's trumas meiser, that's the truma that the levi separates from the meiser rishain. There's trumas meiser shel demai, that those are payers that I buy from the Am Haaretz, and I have to separate meiser rishain, and from that meiser rishain take off trumas meiser. There's challah, you take off from the dough. There's bikurim, all of these things are called truma. And a zar, that means a non-kayin, who eats any of these things has to add a chaimish to the karen, in addition to the actual amount, when he wants to pay it back. Someone who redeems neter revai, those are peiros from a tree that grows on the fourth year, as well as umaiser sheni that belongs to him. You live too far from Yerushalayim to carry all these peiros. You want to redeem it for money. Bring the money to Yerushalayim, and then you're going to buy certain things over there, according to this halacha. So you redeem it for the amount of money that it's worth, plus a chaimish. If you want to redeem hegdish, you have to add a chaimish. If a person has hana, b'shav aprutim in a hegdish, he has to add a chaimish. In addition to his karbon me'ila, this is b'shaigeg. Same is true for the trum. It's only if you ate a b'shaigeg. That's when you have this din of a chaimish. Here we're talking about someone that has hana from hegdish, the value of a shav apruta, brings a karbon me'ila, he has to pay back hegdish plus a chaimish, or whatever the amount of that hana is. And finally, someone who steals from his friend a shav apruta and swears falsely, he has to pay back an additional chaimish. What's called a chaimish? A fifth, right? So let's talk numbers. If I have to pay back 100, I have to add a fifth. What's a fifth of 100? 20, right? 5 times 20 is 100. So that means I have to pay back 120. Is that what it means when we say you're mice of a chaimish? L'maisa, the Gemara says that there are two types of a chaimish. There's a chaimish milavar, that means from the outside. Bar means on the outside. Like a beraisa means on the outside. And there's a chaimish milagav, from the inside. A chaimish milagav from the inside means, if I owe 100, take the 100 and divide it by 5. So I would pay 120. A chaimish milabar from the outside, that means take the chaimish, divide it by 4, and add a fifth fourth. So I would take the 100 divided by 4, that would be 25, and add a fifth fourth, and pay back 125. So actually, the Gemara says, when the Torah says a chaimish, it means this chaimish milabar.